Okay.
Okay, and just because I just kind of wanted to start, but I and I'm not going to be around much because I can't totally set up all that long or stay awake that long. But I just wanted to thank y'all. Oh, wow, lots of energy and lots of great energy, and it's been successful. The surgeon was extremely pleased. He took everything out, put it on a table, and when he put it back in, he didn't lose anything. So I thought that was great, you know, because everyone, even a good mechanic, will lose a nut or a bolt, you know. But fortunately, he didn't lose anything. So, it's just a matter of getting all those parts to do the right things and so on and so forth. But it's kind of amazing what they can do. And but thanks to all your energy, I really appreciate it that, you know, we came through as good as we did. We went to the hospital on a day it started to snow, and we're lucky enough to get there. And the day it stopped and they cleared the roads after 20-some inches of snow, which we never get, was an all-time record. But anyway, we drove home. And the only problem we had was with the street we live on, and because they had some problems with plows, but it had melted enough, so we're able to get this far, and then the neighbors shoveled the driveway so we could get into the garage. So it was just really great, and it's just I'm going to be slow. It's going to be a slow recovery. But, you know, mentally, physically, I feel good. I don't have the energy that I used to have, but that will come. I'm up and I'm walking, and Joan has a whip that she whips me to get around the house. And put my shoes on.
Yeah.
Go get the mail. Who cares about the mail? She said, get the mail. I get the mail. And but anyway, I just wanted to start the session off by thanking you guys. And I hope you have a great session. And somewhere along the way, you will you'll see me. You won't see me. But my thoughts are here with you. Thanks.
Well, you are loved. You are loved.
Thank you, Jana.
Take care, John.
Well, and I do want to mention that the biopsy came out very well from the surgery. And the surgeon said, as far as he's concerned, that Johnny is cancer free.
Yay!
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 Yay! So he took the lymph nodes around that area also. So, and there was no sign of cancer in the lymph, which
wonderful.
He was very concerned about. So we got a pretty good report and we're very happy about that. And I think some of this is because of our crucible came to our aid with their healing energy and their prayers, and we're very grateful to you for that. So that said, Kathleen will be our facilitator today, and she and Kimberly have come up with some great creative ideas that I really encourage you to participate in. I have an announcement to make. My guidance has been since the beginning of this year that I must take a step back. And so with the help of Metatron, he said, I'm not telling you you have to do this, but I want you to make a commitment to step back, take a sabbatical for the remainder of this year. And when he told me that back in January, I'm thinking, I cannot do this. I cannot leave I feel very incomplete, and I know many of you feel incomplete, because Metatron did tell us that there was more to come. Well, little did we realize that there would be a preparation period here, and that I was not to channel. This period is a coming together of all members of our crucible who are intending to proceed in the next sequence of teachings. And Kathleen and Kimberly will kind of go over that a little later. But I really appreciate your participation in this. It'll be taken through Seating of the Divine. And of course, I would encourage you to use that to dialogue with one another in addition to the meetings that we will be discussing. This is a prime opportunity for all of us to integrate these massive, massive energetics that we have been given during the last year, during the conference, and winter solstice. So I really have to step back to do my own work, my own integration. And in preparation, you're being prepped, I'm being prepped as the channel and, in quotations, teacher. I'm not really that, but I do, my voice and my body is used to bring forth the information. So there is a very distinct preparation that has to be made on my part in silence for a few months. And so that I am prepared, my energetics are uplifted just as yours will be in the course of the coming months. But you just won't be seeing me until later. So I encourage you, as this rolls out, to participate and come into your mastery and share it so that our crucible, all of us in our crucible, are energetically prepared to proceed in these coming ascension. This is the ascension of you and I into not only a level of mastery, but this is ascending as an ascended master. And that is why these precise preparations have to be made by all of us, however that is for us. And so Metatron and our teachers of light have stressed to Milena and I how important this preparation time is. So I'd like to turn it over to Milena. She has a few things to say.
Okay, great. So while Joan is taking this much needed time for herself, do rest assured that our collective is stronger than ever and remains intact and will continue to do so because we still have a lot more work to do. This year, however, will look different. It will be a year of review and deeper integration. So Joan and I believe this review is extremely important. It will provide the opportunity to bring all of the energetics that we received in 2020 into present time, and will create, as Joan said, an energetic bridge to the 2021 teachings. Metatron has told us that we not only have to integrate these energetics, which were massive all year long, as you well know, but we must become them in order to proceed to what is next. There's nothing, we are not capable of receiving what's next until we have fully embodied what has been given so far. So when we can be these light codes, that will then provide that pathway to becoming an embodied ascended master. So Kathleen will join us in a moment to share with you the details and review the schedule, beginning with the first class of 2020, in each following class up to the Light Conference. And then Joan and I will return and we will begin a preparatory segment to the 2021 session. So this is a wonderful opportunity for all of us to step into our mastery and be all that we can be. So thank you. And with that, I'll turn it over to Kathleen.
Before you do that, I forgot to mention one thing. Metatron, in our discussions in the last few weeks, has said that not only is this a preparatory time, you're being changed energetically on so many levels as you integrate and you review. But if you are contemplating taking this next level or this next series of teachings in 2021, there are two requirements to taking this this course. So one of them is to participate in what Kathleen will roll out as the collective working together to come into a complete integration. The second thing is, if you did not attend the conference in 2020, and you are planning to continue, not only do you have to participate in the coming few months, but you are required to purchase the recordings of that conference so that you can study, you can be a full participant in the next few months of review, and you will be fully prepared with the energetic downloads that were given in that conference, because you will have those, not only you'll have the audio files, but you will have the video. So if you didn't attend the conference, and I know many of you did, we had a great turnout, then you really do need to email me. And I will arrange for you to purchase those and to be able to download them on your machine. Okay, Kathleen, you ready?
I'm ready. Hi, everyone. It's so good to see everybody. It's been a long winter. welcome back. I guess John has gone to rest, but it's so good to see you both, Joan and John. I'm so grateful that you're both okay, and that he's cancer-free. What a miracle.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So let me do a little backstory. So Joan and I were talking maybe 10 days ago, and I had just wanted to get a little input into today's class. And I was, you know, asking her, you know, normally we all come together at the spring equinox and it's the beginning of our new year. And we just kept bouncing off. It was like a free association, kind of chat, chat. What about this, this, this? But she was very clear it was time for her to step back. And I said, well, why don't we review last year? I bet we could spend the rest of our lifetimes reviewing last year. There was so much in there. And so after, you know, a fair amount of discussion, we got the green light. Joan gave me the green light, and Milena, and Kimber and I kind of pulled something together to organize it. And basically it just came out of a conversation, but I really want to emphasize that it could have been any one of us just chatting with Joan. And so I'm not the leader or the teacher. I'm just here to help organize and help structure it with Kim. And then we're all leading. It's going to be each of us taking a week to, you know, go over the lesson and bring our own mastery to it. So I think what might be helpful, Kim, is for you to show that Kim worked like a dog for the last 2 days, putting together a landing page so we could visually see what we're doing. And we can talk you through it. I'll talk you through the content and she'll talk you through the tech part, because I'm lost with that. So she's going to share her screen with us.
And can everybody see it? Yeah.
Thanks, yeah. Jenna. Yeah, unmute yourselves if you can't see or you can't hear me or Kim. So thank you to Jenna for the word refresh. She and I were talking about this as well, and she said, this is is more than a review. It's a refresh, and it's a gathering of our collective. And so, do you want to do it in preview mode, Kim?
I'm just gonna. All right, that's better.
So the purpose of this is for us to go back to our teachings, but with a fresh eye. And I know for me, a lot of the time I go to something that we studied 6 years ago and I hear it or see it or feel it differently. So our mission will be, if you could scroll down a bit, Kim, our mission will be to review this material and create a bridge from our 2020 teachings to what's coming next year. And it's also an opportunity for us to join together as a group. We've been kind of missing each other, you know, we've been off doing our own thing. So the emphasis though is that we are, we really want a facilitator for each week. So we're going to meet on the second and fourth Sundays of starting in April, April 11th. So we'll still include Gridmasters on that third Sunday. So we're going to do second and fourth Sunday beginning in April, with the exception of Mother's Day, when we will do a Saturday session, because no one wants to, you know, we have family commitments on Mother's Day. And we will go through the graduation ceremony. We'll actually go through two weeks of review of the graduation, because there was so much in that, especially around Metatron's edict and his decree around our prime directive. So the calendar, this whole page, Kim will talk to you about how you're going to access all of this. But basically, we need facilitators for those. It's going to be 11 weeks. And so you'll be able to access the recordings on this page. She's going to send you a link. She'll tell you all about that in a minute. But basically, we need people to sign up and facilitate for those 11 weeks. And you can bring music, you can bring movement, you can bring breath. And we can talk about, you know, the lesson itself, but also, yes, creativity is encouraged. Thank you, Kim. And we really want people who haven't led before to step up. And even if you do it with a partner, you know, and if you need a, you know, someone to help you who has led, I'm willing to do it with someone, you know, if you want. And I know others in the group who've led will do that. What I have found, even just doing the Gridmasters, is that I grow so much. So much stuff comes up around, am I worthy? All that stuff for the eighth ray. When I volunteer to do something, but it's really good. It's a powerful way to step into our mastery. So it's an opportunity for growth. And I really encourage people who haven't done so to please consider it. And these are not teaching sessions. We've already been taught, you know, when we received these last year, what they are is about bringing our consciousness, our conscious mastery into the present moment. That was really emphasized. Joan, is there anything else you want me to add?
Well, Aggie, you didn't mention that you're on your own to review the particular session that you're going to be talking about on the call. So you aren't going to listen to what went on in that session. You're already come prepared to have a discussion, and to the facilitator will lead you into that with leading questions or whatever that is about. So we have full participation. Yeah. So it's not about listening to a recording.
Right.
Can I ask something?
Doing homework prior.
Yes.
If Joey is on, I know that his Sunday calls, I'm sure that we could kind of integrate listening to the call as a group and then doing it too. I mean, I'm loving these suggestions, and I'm not signed into Zoom, so I can't see all you pretty people, but I miss you so much. I'm so excited about this. I miss you guys.
Well, Well, yeah, I mean, I don't see why Joe can't continue his Sunday night. You know, maybe he does a review the week before, in advance of the Sunday, you know, 2 weeks later. Kim, do you want to just, can I share the calendar for a minute? And then we'll come back to your, because I think that might help people see the visual. So can people see that?
Yes.
So this is, already Pat and Andy have signed up for the first one. And as you may recall or may not, I went through the lessons and just kind of summarized the title of it. So we have fire letters and then forgiveness in the second week, order of Melchizedek and the Christed codes. So the Zalma Zalma, and then Yeshua's quadratic baptism in May. Actually this should be May 8th because that's the, I'll change that. And then we go through the cosmic womb, the temple of transparency, DNA activation, and the rays of creation. And then we will have 2 weeks to go through the graduation ceremony. And we'll figure out at that time, I'm sure we'll have more guidance from Elena and Joan about how they'd like us to review that. So we still need facilitators for these 11 spots. And so all of this will be posted, and I'll go back, I'll get out of this, Kim, and you can show her, but show everyone, but the lessons are going to be listed in a link on the page that Kim is going to send you, and then you'll be able to go into the calendar and sign up. You can sign up your name next to a lesson that you particularly resonate with. And again, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. It can just be a guided meditation. It can be, you can lead a sharing of how we're using forgiveness in our lives, how we use the sound codes, how we use breath work or the cosmic womb for comfort. There's so many ways to just share from your personal experience that actually grounds it in the body and grounds it in our mastery when we really share from our hearts rather than just talking about it from the head or reviewing it in a heady way. So anyway, I'll X out of this. Kim, if you want to take it now from here and go ahead and show people the technology of it, because she worked really hard to make it easy for us.
Okay, here's the calendar page, and it is in Central Time. Just gonna show. Here's the, and it says it'll show. You just click on it, and it'll show you who the description, and and it'll say what it is. And if there is nobody listed here, you can sign up for it by just clicking there and send it to Kathleen and just type your name and say, I'd like to sign up for that. Okay. And then...
Kim, can you show them the one that Andy and like an empty one? Maybe do that one more time so they can see the one on the 25th. So one of the things I came to really appreciate is how much technology gets involved in all of this work that we do together.
So that's this one. If I want to go to the next one, it's the 25th. Thought it was. Great.
There you go. I wonder what the 25th isn't showing up right now.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's May.
That's May. That's May.
Go back to April. There you go. That's June.
There. Well. Hmm.
There. There's the 25th.
For some reason, the calendar is not showing the.
Well, that's my bad, I guess. I'll have to go in and fix it.
It's all good. But maybe just go over it one more time to show them how to sign up. There it is. There it is, Kim.
That's because, okay. This will be from the webpage. So when you click here, there's nobody here listed. You get more details and it takes you out to a calendar. You can't. And it'll tell you refresh and gather, and it is for about forgiveness. And this is where you would click that, send it to Kathleen, put your name and the name of the and just I would like to facilitate. And then when you send it, she'll get it and she'll add your name and it'll appear here. So you can go to May, you can see May here. And this was to replace the 9th for Mother's Day. It'll tell you what it is. It'll show nobody is here and it's needed. This one as well, it's about the quadratic baptism. And you can go to the next month and so forth. So these are all open and just all you'd have to do is click more details. And the pop-up will show up. It'll show breath work. Just to verify, and then click your email and send your name and say you want to do the breath work with Jeshua. And then click send it. After you complete it here, click send. It'll go to Kathleen and she'll post it on the and she'll post it here. So you can have, you can click on any one of these dates. And it'll be there. Go to July, August is the same, September.
So we're going through to September 12th and then
Malena. Which is the review in Mediterranean.
Yeah. And then Malena and Joan will give us more guidance about what's next in terms of more review for the year or what's needed.
And this will be the recordings page. And there'll be links to the meetings. However, we're asking that you download them as soon as they post to your computer because they're only... The links will only work for 30 days. So we're asking everybody to, if they want a copy of the audio recording, and that's all it will be is the audio, then please feel free to do so. Download it to your computer, save it to your computer because it's only, the link is only valid for 30 days. And that's basically it. It gives the mission, additional information. You can click on just from here, you can click on the icon. It'll take you directly there. It'll take you directly to that calendar. And this will take you to the Facebook group. If you want to post anything, it takes a minute to load your Facebook, but it should all be there. You can post anything you'd like. It'll automatically take you there. And if you need to, you know, if you haven't gotten the material from the sessions, you can go in here and log in. It'll take you to this page and you can log in to access the material so that it's all in one place. And if you have any questions, you can click this and it'll open up whatever your default is. And
if I want to just say, if people get really flummoxed with the calendar sign up, don't worry about it, just email me. We were trying to make it easy so people could see who had already signed up. So we wanted everyone to see a calendar that was live and accessible. But if you get in there and you're just like, have a big question mark over your head, just email me. It's fine. You don't have to fight with it.
Yeah, and it still needs some refinement because I just put this together yesterday morning.
Yeah, but she worked 7 hours. She was up from 5 to 8 o'clock last night, 9 o'clock last night. This was a lot of work.
You'll probably be getting, in order to keep this, it's a web page, yes, but the issue has coming in is we don't want this open to the general public. So you'll receive an email with the link as I add you to the list. And after it gets published, so probably next weekend, you'll probably get a link. After it's a little bit more refined, everything seems to be working. So I want to do some extra check, and then I'm going to have to publish it. And once I publish it, you'll get a direct link to it.
And for graduation, we're going to have t-shirts.
Yep, we're going to have t-shirts.
I just saw that Randall posted a question. Is there a fee for this review session? And no, there is not.
No.
For these review classes, there is none.
This is all volunteer here by members of the Crucible. So I have a question. Will you be sending out reminders? Yes,
that is on the agenda for next weekend, to create those reminders. And you'll get it, since these are on Sunday, you'll get a reminder on Friday before the session.
I also am willing to post the calendar, just the very rudimentary calendar. I can take a screenshot and put it in our SDI Facebook page tonight. So if people are excited to sign up and we haven't had the link yet, but you want to let me know, you want to facilitate one of the classes really jumps out at you. I'll post the rudimentary calendar. It won't be live. You won't be able to click and access the way this is so amazing, but at least it'll be getting people the flow going. So feel free to, just reply to me in the comments and on the Facebook page. I'll be checking that, or you can messenger me. But one of the things we were thinking of, and I know Maria's on the line, I hope Soile and Alexander, and I know Beth is, I was really hoping the European folks would, because we were trying to do it all on a Sunday so everyone could participate, and those of us who work on Tuesday nights too. But I just, please, we would love to have the European people join, because you bring such an important perspective, and don't worry about language issue. Just bring in the energy. I know Soyle is amazing. I'll put you on the spot. So would love to have the European participation. So there's a lot of questions coming in. The Google Calendar is an app I need to download. No. Do you want to answer that one?
No.
No,
it'll just go to, you don't have to download anything. No.
It's Kelly's question, and feel free to just raise your hands too if you want to speak too, and we'll see you or unmute yourself. But Kelly asked, if we're out of town on a Sunday, will it be okay just to listen to the recording? Of course, absolutely. And if you've, in your homework period, your study period, you have questions or input that you want to send to the facilitator, please do so, and we can incorporate your thoughts, you know, before class. So is there any possibility, I guess this is a question for Milena and Joan, is there any possibility we will get together love in 2021? Is there any guidance?
To be determined, but that we would all love to be able to get together live, we hope, and by 2021, maybe.
Oh, live. She meant live. Okay.
Yeah. Well, she means love, but yeah. We'll see.
21 is the present year. And no, they're.
Not this year.
Not this year. Next year.
Maybe 2022, Janet.
So my answer, Janet, in addition to that question, this. Refresh and gather is really about us making that connection, and we're going to have breakout sessions. And I know Zoom is not the touchy feely yummy. I miss it too, but many people are not even going to be vaccinated probably till June in our country. So we'll see, about how we can create community via Zoom, because there's a breakout possibility on Zoom where we can get into small group discussions and build support that way as well. So we're trying to maintain that community for sure. It's important, at least to me. I really hear you. So,
And I just want to mention on top of that, how synchronistic this all came together. I was getting the message because I kept saying to Metatron, that this group really missed our meetings together and seeing each other and being with each other. And I wanted to know in this coming year that you didn't feel abandoned, because you're not. But there's a purpose in all of this. And when he told me he didn't tell me specifics. But then immediately after that, he said it'll be taken care of. That's what he said. Kathleen called me and she said, I have this idea. And it was great. It was the beginning of this. And then she said, well, maybe we can get Kimberly to put some graphics together. And I said, well, you need to call her and ask her. And she was woken up Saturday morning at 5:30 and with all these wonderful creative ideas that she's presenting today. So we are divinely guided. We are not abandoned. It is so hands-on. It's amazing how present they are.
I also think what I'm feeling in my space is this kind of, oh no, Joan, and yet that is part of the work, I think, is our mastery of how do we maintain our commitment to this work and to this crucible when our beloved teacher is resting. And I think it's a tremendous opportunity for us to grow. So the last
grow your sovereignty in your body. You are becoming it, not only the divine image, but you're being prepped to be an ascended master. Who gets that? You know?
How lucky are we?
Right. It's very hands-on from the other side. Never doubt that.
Sharka?
Yeah, I don't know how to write the question, so I would like to speak. I have a question about the great masters. We some of us signed up for the facilitating it, and so this is going to be instead of that, right? Because
we will still have our service project.
I thought it's the same time as the grid masters. No, it's not.
No, the grid masters will be on another Sunday.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. I think it's very important. We've been asked to do this for the earth and for humanity. And we carry specific energetics that are so needed, as you can well see in what goes on in the world today. So no, that service project continues.
Thank you. I missed that it's a different Sunday. Thank you.
That's okay. We're basically going to be doing some kind of crucible work 3 out of 4 Sundays a month. So we're going to do second and fourth Sunday will be our refresh and gather review time. And Gridmasters is always the third Sunday of every month. So that's okay. It's confusing. And also, Mother's Day week in May, we're meeting on Saturday instead of Sunday, but it's all on the calendar. And like I said, I'll post that tonight. So it's the Gridmasters I see as more of a collective transmission, Joan, is that right? I mean, we're really very planfully putting energy out.
Correct. And there have been several facilitators that have presented really masterful ways, like the flash technique, like transmit, you know, very powerfully. So it's really important that we do this.
Any other questions or comments? Do people like this idea? Yeah.
I like it. I feel like it's good that we got some time to step back and refresh. I think it's needed. Mm-hmm. Be valuable.
Okay. Thank you, Randall.
I absolutely love this idea. I think it's exactly what we need. So thank you. And I need more structure in my life. So there we go.
I agree too. This has been going to be a great time for fully integrating everything we've received over this past year. Thank you for putting this together. It's going to be great.
I'm also so grateful for this new idea and it's viable and very well supported, because to integrate and refresh our knowledge and give the time of solitude to more organize yourself and be prepared for the mastery.
I'm actually very glad we're doing it as well, because I've been going back and listening to everything again the last 3 or 4 months that we've done, including the conference, because doing it remotely, especially some of this, it's just been, I get very easily distracted because I have so much other things in my life, as well as I'm unlike probably most of the rest of the world. I have been back on the road since May. And it makes things a little problematic as far as focusing on this. So that's why I have been reviewing everything for like for months now, to make sure I fully integrate it, and even, you know, going to sleep with it, listening to it, just so that I integrate it. So I'm very grateful we're able to do that.
Yeah, we've seen your PPE. Your flight gear is pretty amazing.
As Randy can speak to it, after many, many decades in environmental consulting as a geologist, I can travel and I can do it safely. And I've even gotten my little 74-year-old husband to do it too, because that little man's still a road warrior. And he's like, why are you doing it? It's like, but this is so important. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you for your feedback.
Yeah, and I'd like to say another benefit of going through this, you are much different now than you were when these classes began beginning of last year. So you are capable of holding more and receiving more at a much deeper level than you were at the time the classes were given. And then given the benefit of the whole year. So you've got this enormous packet of light codes and all that you're already familiar with. And now you have the opportunity to integrate them at an even deeper level than, because I know Joan and I, when we talk about it, it's hard for us to remember what we taught or what came through the beginning of last year, because so much more has come. And, you know, in those last few months of the year, oh my goodness, I mean, it was just massive download after massive download. So it's, so when you go through these classes and what Metatron has also said, those of you who choose to facilitate these, you know, it's not merely a mental process. You know, we want to really bring in the energetics of it. And the words are much less important than the energetics are. So if you present from that, then it would just be a much fuller experience for everybody, and then open yourself to receive from that, from the fullness of who you now are. So.
Yeah, that's true. Everything everyone's saying is just really hits home too. I definitely feel a lot different this year than I have in the past. I know, I believe everybody has. And so this is exciting to me, because I really am looking forward to integrating it further and refreshing, renewing, and going over it. And just being part of this. So this whole plan is just, I think it's tremendous. I think I'm really looking forward to it.
Right. It gives us a better opportunity to be it, and then, you know, and live through it and have it really be how we move through the world by being these light codes and these, all this energies. And so I think it's an incredible opportunity, to be in service, but for our own individual ascension and growth. So, and Metatron has told us that when this is over, this review and this refresh, you will not be the same as you are when you begin it today.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone else is experiencing it, but I've been finding drawn to a real refocus on my physical body, physical activity, and as we have this discussion, you know, and improving my health, and it just feels like maybe, I don't know if others are experiencing that, but it feels like we have to, for me, I need the strength. That's what I need to do, is to really strengthen my physical so that I can go deeper on the inner, you know, and to hold more light and energy is part of it.
I think it's a huge part of it, actually, Randy. Yeah. That I know the yogic meditation tradition speaks to do yoga until you can be yoga, and do meditation until you can be it. And where that walking, talking expression, you know, in every moment of it. And we all know that our physicality is sort of our lowest common denominator here, you know, in terms of integrating and catching up and so on. So I'm right with you there, because I think each of us in our physicality determines what we're able to express and transmit to Earth and humanity. If we don't have it here, you know, it inhibits what we have to offer. So,
right. Yeah, it's like chop wood, carry water. That has been my meditation lately. Yeah. You know, the living meditation.
Yeah. Right. Well, it takes the physical body to ground these energies into the earth.
Yeah.
So, and that's
you guys are.
Sorry, Kelly, that's why we included in the intro that if you facilitate and you just want to do movement and yoga or Tai Chi, or I'm going to make some music today, sorry, but we're going to, you know, do what feels integrative, like be like really, like if you want us to dance, go for it. I think that can be really fun, you know, so just encouraging that.
Well, and I do think it's important for you to have conversations in addition to doing whatever you're going to present, to have conversations about what you have discovered about these energetics within you and how that has changed your perspective. So it is about communicating within this vessel of our
crystal. I would agree. And one thing I wanted to share, Randy, that I agree with you wholeheartedly, the chop wood and carry water part. I'm noticing that I'm really struggling to stay in my body for some reason. The more the energy comes through, the harder it is for me to fully be in my body when I do anything in the world. This is unusual for this to be so difficult. And I think more exercise to help me stay in my body so that when all this energy comes in, I'm not sure if I hold it or if I just allow myself to be a conduit for it. But I agree with you. And this, I love the idea of this review.
I got to show you my new gym, Kelly.
It looks like it rocks. I'm still trying to get more equipment in mine, and I actually have it.
Well, my gym just finally reopened after being closed for many, many months because of COVID. So I'm excited to make time to get back in there.
I think another good thing is to get out in nature.
Yes.
Be in nature, be in your yard or on your patio or whatever, and connect with the earth and the elementals. I have a hard time grounding.
Absolutely.
La la la.
I would agree too. I'm having issues with trying to stay grounded and in my feet. My chiropractor keeps saying, you disconnect at the knees. What's up with disconnecting at the knees? You know, and so I hear you guys. I don't know what it is, but it definitely needs refocus and that integration. So I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, we're transitioning into really living an energetic reality here. So I know for me, I'm totally back to eating Ayurvedic, you know, foods. Because I recognize that every bite I put in my mouth, I'm interfacing with molecules, you know, and calories that are heat producing. And you know, it's just really kind of an like integrative state that we're in now, to not be just focusing like 3D, 4D is totally focused on the external all the time. We're really taking that external in and bringing those elements firmly in a new day, new way into our bodies. So, you know, it's apart from the quarantine and the lack of socialization at restaurants and, you know, that type of thing, or dining out, I'm finding that I'm not really in a place anymore of going to anyone's house and eating the food that they do, for instance, you know, or drinking things that they drink. You know, it's just like I'm in a very sensitive place now to all of the energetics in my environment.
Yeah.
And notice that it really matters, the choices that we make in kind of in every
moment. So
just start laughing. At home more, I feel more, I feel safer. I feel I have that time to meditate. I'm not, the only time I go out of the house is to a doctor appointment or get groceries. And I'm happy with that. I'm not out there mingling with others. I've got Zoom to bring me, you know, to family and friends. So I think it's a great time right now.
I've heard people say they don't want things to go back to normal.
Yes, yes.
This is Charlotte. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. That bridging that we're doing, and we, in part of this review, is also bridging the physicality of how we functioned in third through this raising and how we're going to function physicality in fifth and above. And so we do have to do a lot of changing in the physical of how we function, what we choose, and how do you engage with your physical body. I know for me, my play has always been physical. So me getting out in nature is the sailing and the canoeing and the hiking and going up to my RV where I can be and go to the, you know, work with the crystals in nature and in undisturbed nature in the state parks and stuff, not the, I call it the city land, is got a different frequency to it. So it's a real big part of upgrading that, I want to say almost like training your body, almost like when you're training to be an athlete or, you know, a marathon runner or something, where you've got to train the body to be able to handle these energies on a consistent basis in, you know, 24/7. You don't just do it like sitting in a meditation. You got to be able to anchor that through. I didn't catch who commented about not circling their energy at their ankles. Send me an email or something. I can tell you how to get your figure eight back looped all the way down. You're looping short.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Oh, hi. This is Diana. One of the things that is coming to me is that we are doing this work as a group, but we are also individuals, and we have to listen to our inner guidance as to how we as an individual proceed forward in things that we do, foods that we eat, because bodily wise, we are not all the same. And so I just encourage people to listen to that inner guidance, and it will lead you exactly where you need to be, with whom you need to be, how you need to get there, what you need to do when you get there. In all levels of physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, all those levels. Mm-hmm. That's what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pat, did you, Aunt Pat and Andy, I saw your hand up. Did you want to say something?
You went back on mute, Pat.
Okay. Can you hear us?
Yes.
We really look forward to the opportunity of hosting on the Fire Letters. And Andy and I both endorse fully the idea of Joan stepping back for well-deserved rest, John and Malena too, and those of us stepping forward more into our mastery and doing it like Kathleen said, whatever works, you know, doing a little bit of dancing. We did that with one grid master, you know, that kind of came through me. whatever it might be, but I see an importance here of talking about this refresh in terms of how is this working in an everyday way in life, whether we're at the grocery store or like Kelly and Randall are saying, chopping wood. And what do you guys do? You chop wood, you make fire. We've been doing
wood, carry water.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of shoveling, or Andy.
Jack Cornfield, right?
Yeah, we're trying to get into that, but we look forward to that. We're going to review it. We're going to talk about how it works for us. We want to hear from all of you. How does it work? And then maybe on a global level, how does this work? But to really step into our mastery. And we may have little blips here and there, but that's all part of it. So we look forward to it, and we just really appreciate Kimber and Kathleen and everyone that's worked together on this. I think it's going to be great. Everybody, if you feel led, please sign up. We all have a voice in this.
And I will say, I mean, so much kudos to Jenna and Katie Piercy who've done the transcripts. And I consciously didn't ask you guys to do it for this, but if you feel led or if someone else feels led to do the transcripts, that can also be an act of service if you're good at that stuff. I'm not, but. So the other comment that I saw, hold on, Vera, there was a comment from Beth from the European group saying they are doing the, they're meeting every 2 weeks and doing the Gridmasters in May. So they feel like they are busy enough. So that's great. And I'm just gonna invite any of the others who are, you know, in that group who feel, maybe they feel led to do an additional thing. That's great too. But I'm so glad that the European group will be leading in a few weeks. So yay. Vera, what do you wanna say?
Yeah, I just want to say that I agree with every word what Pat said. And thank you so much for sharing, everybody who had a chance to do that. I do agree that it's an absolutely right way to continue. And I could volunteer for forgiveness.
Ooh, Vera, wonderful. Okay. I got you down. So anybody else that we haven't heard from that you want to just add your thoughts? Questions?
Hi, this is Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary.
I wanted to confirm, can you hear me?
You're kind of breaking up
yes.
a little
can
bit.
You hear me?
Now, yeah. Yes.
Okay. I just want to ask about the time for these. I'm looking in the chat and it says noon central and then some people say 1 p.m. central. Has there been a confirmed time for these?
It'll be noon central.
Noon, not one?
Right, noon central.
Can we vote on 1 p.m.?
Sure. Do people prefer the 1 p.m. Central? Just yay, nay?
Yes.
Yes.
You're all the Pacific folks. They want a little extra time.
I prefer one.
Okay. That's not a big deal. I think we were just, you know, throwing spaghetti at the wall, right, Kim? We can just change it. Yeah. Sure enough.
Thank you so much. I'm very grateful for that extra hour of sleep.
Thanks.
Leanne, did you want to speak, honey?
Brian. I don't think, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't think my audio was working, and hopefully I'm not blowing Margaret's ears out. But good. You know, Randy brought up a great
point about the physical and strengthening that, and everybody, that thank you all, and Jaina, for your validation on that. I'm so looking forward to this time to co-creating, and I'm going to look at my time. I used to do, I retired as a judicial assistant to an administrative judge, so I've typed a lot of court verbatim transcripts. So I'm going to look at my time, and hopefully I can backfill somebody. Maybe we can tag team typing these recordings. So I have all the equipment to do it with. It's just the magic fingers have been retired for a couple of almost 2 years. That would be great because
a lot of people don't always, for me, I'm more visual. So if I can see the written transcripts, those are way more helpful to me than the audio.
And I did a lot for Mastering Alchemy and in a lot of different capacities, doing transcript typing. And so for me, it really benefits me because it's another way I learn. Because when you have to listen to it and you're typing it and reading it, it kind of hits all the senses. So I will give that a whirl. How's that?
Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're able to, in transcription, to channel, if you will, and transmit the energetics that are coming through into the printed word as well. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, Leanne, I love your offer. I'm actually not good at all at transcribing conversations. And so if you can do that, or Jana, or whoever else wants to tag in with that would be terrific. What I would like to do, if the group wants it, is provide summaries of each class, because that's what I have been doing. As I've been reviewing, I've just got at the moment these handwritten summaries, but I could turn them into an actual document. And just, I know the energetics are first, but when my mind is confused, there's so much I can listen to it over and over and not even know what was said. So I've been putting it in outline form for myself, and I would be glad to do that before each review.
Before or after?
No, this would be, what I would do is a review of the class, an outline of the class that we're reviewing beforehand.
Okay.
And not at all implying that overrides the energetics, which is what it's all about. But we also have to put both things together. So I could make those available if the group would like it.
Katie, I think that would be amazing.
I would love that.
Amusing?
Unanimous thumbs, yeah.
Lots of thumbs coming up there on that.
Okay, amusing's not quite the word I'd use, but amusing is my bewilderment after all this time still being totally bewildered by the ton of downloads we've gotten.
Yeah, I found the power of just writing out the lessons in the spreadsheet was, whoa, like just writing the title and looking over the content very briefly. It was so powerful. I told Pat my heart was racing.
Yeah, I actually have layers and layers of outlines. So I've got a big general one, and then I get a little more specific, and then a little more specific. And for some of us, I think that helps us integrate it right into the body also.
Yes, I agree.
Well, it sounds like that page needs to change just to review or something other than recording, so that all of the information can be on that one page.
Right. Well, you could put it on, like I do on Gridmasters or Sitting in the Divine, just underneath the audio, you have transcript.
Well, the name of the page, just a review, or
yeah,
instead of recording. Yeah.
Well, add it, not instead of, but add it. So we get all the elements.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It'd all be the audio, the summaries, the transcripts would all be in one on one page. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah. I would, what I'm seeing is getting out the outline in advance.
That would be awesome. Yeah. That would be awesome. Yeah. Lee
has her hand up.
I wanted to share that I haven't really said this to anybody else in my circle of people, but I'm going to start putting it out there in the world so that it becomes more real. I'm looking to retire from accounting after this tax season, trying to figure out if that means I'm completely retired or if I'm just semi-retired. That should help free me up a little bit and try to figure out, you know, where I can plug myself in. But life is going to change after this tax season.
Good for you.
Well, yeah.
I know a lot of you like to do.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. A lot of
thanks, Randy.
Like to do stuff behind the scenes. And I'm also going to encourage you, if you haven't led, try that too, because it can be a real, I mean, not just putting Kelly on the spot, but anybody. The process of setting the energy, Jana and I were talking about this, means you hold it, you step into it. So
I'm not afraid of leading. I would be more than willing to do that. The thing is the topics that I'm here to work on in this life, I don't quite know how to integrate them with our spiritual work. I talked to Charlotte about it quite a bit and others in the group. I came here to help bring the fifth dimensional energy into the financial system. And that's, I have had some other very unique opportunities come up in my life as of the last 24 to 48 hours. They're very much in alignment with what we do, but I don't quite know how to integrate it into the work that we're doing with Joan. So I will talk with, I'd like to talk with Joan and Metatron about how I might be able to do that and integrate it with one of our lessons. And if I can do that, I'd be more than happy to participate.
Probably the process of asking those questions will something might come out of that, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else? Do everybody feel pretty comfortable with the technology that Kim is going to send us? And again, you can always just email either one of us. So it's probably time to do a little meditation. I had something planned. I'm wondering if, in the spirit of movement, though, I have a stand-up desk. This is why I'm looking down up at you all. How about we all just stand up for a minute? Let's do one simple integration, because this was a lot of information and a big change. So just come to your feet, and then we'll do a quick transmission, I promise. And if people need to pop off because it's getting late, that's fine too. Yeah, let's just do some stretching. And then what I'd like to do is just a very, very simple Qigong move, which is have your palms up and take a nice deep breath and then scoop some earth energy like you're digging earth. And bring it up into your belly and breathe. That's very grounding. Nice deep breath. And then actually palms down will also ground. So that was a lot of, this is a change for our community. We're shifting, so we want to make sure we stay nice and grounded. And let's do that one more time. So we take a scoop of earth chi, breathe it in to the dantian. Nice deep breath. And exhale down to the earth. And then the other thing I like to do with clients is a little bilateral stimulation. This helps to integrate the emotions and the thoughts. So it's left and right hemisphere. All we're doing is crossing the midline of the body. And if you want a little more of a challenge, you're going to tap the inside of the knee and the side that you're tapping, move your eyes to that direction. Left, right, to the corner of the room. Left is good for your core. So tapping the inner part of the thigh or the knee. Good. Nice and grounding. Also integrating the vagus nerve when you move your eyes. Even my dog got up to join us. Okay, and then ground it. So let's just sit, and such beautiful intentions have come out of this today. Just feel that energy. And is everybody up for another, say, 7-8 minute meditation? Everybody still good? Okay.
Good.
Sure. So I'm gonna share a little screen with you. I'm not as savvy as Kim, but here's a little bit of a presentation I did for today. I love this image. This is Mary Magdalene, and I know Maria knows this image quite well. So the purity of the spring, the return of the maiden, such a beautiful time. So let's just take a few deep breaths and settle into our chairs. Maybe we need a sip of water. I know I do. And I'm just gonna ring my heart bowl. And when you hear the bowl, just take some nice belly breaths. Breathing up the back of the body, over the top of the head, and down the front of the body. And if you want to peek at some of these screens, it's kind of just fun to see some spring images. Springtime is about renewal and rebirth and new beginnings. It's also a time to refresh, which is what we're going to do. It's a time to cleanse and purify, maybe do those green drinks, eliminate sugar or something for a couple of weeks. We're still very early on in the spring process. It's also a time to celebrate our connections. And Jean-Luc gave me this permission to use some of his beautiful drawings that remind us of our divine connections. And just take a deep breath in affirming those connections within our circle and beyond, all those beings that are a part of our crucible. Nice deep breath. And it's also a time to renew our commitment to our path. And what better way to do that than by being together today? And it is a time to touch the Christ energy within us, the risen Christed energy. So please enter one by one, dressed in our beautiful robes of light. Let's get seated together in our beautiful collective, in our mastery. Close your eyes and enjoy our journey of service today. Continuing the breath, continuing to settle into your seat, where we're joined by the many ascended masters, Kutumi, Yeshua, Mary Magdalene, Anna, Mother Mary, Archangels Gabriel, Raphael, Hilarion, Metatron, Michael, and the multidimensional inner earth beings as well, and the Arcturians, Sirians, and Pleiadians, many of them gathered here to welcome us all back together on this beautiful spring equinox. Feel the energy of green and gold streaming in from the quantum field, renewed life, bringing healing and refreshment and new beginnings. Remember to breathe this light in through your crown. And bring your consciousness now of your grounding cord, dropping in a fresh new grounding cord into the Earth Star beneath you, and then deep into the Christed matrix of the Earth. And in the next breath, bring that Christed energy, loop it in to your root chakra, revitalized from the earth, up into your first chakra, bringing vitality, health, renewed life force to your body and mind. Breathe that in. And then loop that back down to the earth, combined with your Christed energy in service to the Great Mother. In the next breath, loop the next loop of vital prana from Mother Gaia into the second chakra, breathing in that color of orange, a strong sense of self. Breathe wellness, self-esteem, and worthiness into your second chakra. And exhale that back down to Mother Gaia. On the third loop, breathe earth energy into the solar power center, the energy of the sun, and the balance of the equinox energies today. Balance of power and love, service and rejuvenation, giving and receiving. Feel this commingle in your solar plexus and breathe in this light of the strengthening solar energies into your power center. And then back down to the earth. And lastly, breathe in a last loop, another breath of spring vitality from our beautiful mother into your heart and sacred heart, renewing your love and purpose for life. Feel your connection to the beloved elementals that fill your body with fire that help the heart beat. The water in the blood, the earth element in our bones and organs, the air element in our lungs. Rejoice in your breath, the gift of life, honoring the Christ consciousness in your sacred heart. And breathe. Spin your triads. First four triads opening to the magenta lotus above the crown of your head. And stand in your column of light as a master with the fire letters written within. Feel the yod, hey, vav, hey, run through the column of light, your light, clearing, purifying, and renewing you. Expand this and spin your Merkaba at 130% the speed of light and rejoice, Christed being, in your own resurrection. And now we are being beckoned by beloved Yeshua and Mary Magdalene in the center of our pink diamond to join them in a fifth dimensional, sixth and seventh dimensional transmission of energy. Feel their delight
and their joy at receiving us in the center of this pink diamond. Feel how they cherish us, how they welcome us, how they love us and comfort us after a year, a very long journey. And as we embrace and join hands in the center of the diamond, send and transmit from the center of the diamond and your sacred heart the yod spectrum, and imagine it filling our crucible and then radiating out in a clockwise slow motion all around the planet Earth, touching all of her beings, the inner Earth beings, rejoicing in this new spring energy, hearing the low chant that we know and have chanted for eons together. Yod, hey, Vav, hey, Yod, hey, Vav, hey. Please join me if you'd like. Yod,
Yod, hey,
Vav, hey. May all beings know love today. Now transmit that every being on planet Earth should feel divine love and self-worth. May every being know peace and security. May every child be cherished in their divinity. And join me quietly, or if you want to unmute yourself, Yod, hey, Vav, hey.
Hey.
Yod.
Yod, hey, Vav, hey.
Yod.
Yod, hey, Vav, hey.
All beings know love today.
All beings know love today.
Let's go through that one more time and then we can sit in silent transmission together. Yod.
Yod. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Yod.
Yod.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Yod.
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 Hey.
Hey.
May all beings know love today.
All beings know love today.
So seal that with a breath, dear ones. It's so beautiful. And I'm just going to end with the prayer for loving kindness. It's a Buddhist prayer, but I think it fits beautifully. And it is basically just say this to yourself and then transmit this. So it goes something like this. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I be filled with ease. And then from that fullness, may you be safe, may you be healthy, may you be happy, may you live with ease.
May you live with ease.
And then transmitting from the center of the diamond, may all be safe, may all beings be happy, may all be healthy, may all live with ease.
Mm-hmm.
So let's sit together and for as long as you'd like, and then we can just quietly sign off. And we will be in touch soon. Thank you all so much, Joan and John, Milena, Kim, and all of you. Let's sit in this beautiful fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional energy. In our fullness.